Blog Talk Radio.
I just give the glory to the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this evening to be on our live broadcast on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God on tonight. I just give God all the praise, all the glory on tonight. I magnify His holy name on tonight. I just give Him praise, hallelujah. I give Him glory, hallelujah. I magnify Him tonight. I glorify the Lamb of God on tonight. So we're going to get ready. I'm going to read a scripture. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. And then we're going to go on. In this scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God, early would I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. And when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in thy night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadows of thy wing will I rejoice. My soul falleth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into a lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes, but the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. I have just read you Psalm 63 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Let me see.
Oh,
Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I confess, I repent, I ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Father, I just come now, Lord, asking you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. Move me from this vessel, from this flesh, God, that the Holy Ghost, God, may take over and take control in this vessel, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to open up our minds and our hearts, even our spirit, man, God, that we may receive your word as you teach it to us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice, everyone that will listen to this Bible class, God. I ask you to bless right now and cover right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up the strong man, every strong man. We bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every medium, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled from this radio brought from our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. We just thank and praise God for this opportunity to be on our radio broadcast on the for a Bible class on tonight. We're going to get ready to have our reading to start. Amen.
2 Samuel 22. Then David to the Lord the words of this song. On the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, and he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my soul in whom I trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death surround me, the floods of ungodliness make me afraid, the sorrows of Sheol surrounded me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry entered his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and flew, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness canopies around him. He made darkness canopies around him, dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. From the brightness before him, coals of fire were kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning bolts, and he vanished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemies, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me accordingly to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands. He has recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanliness in his eye. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you shall show yourself pure. And with the devious, you shall show yourself shrewd. You will save the humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty, that you may bring them down. For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against the truth. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like feet of deer and sets me on high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of our salvation. The gentleness has made me great. You enlarge my path under me, so my feet do not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn back until they were destroyed. And I have destroyed them and wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroy those who hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust of the earth. I trod them like dirt in the street, and I spread them out. You have also delivered me from the strivings of my people. You have kept me as the head of the nation, a people I have not known shall serve me. The foreigners submit to me. As soon as they hear me, they obey me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideout. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let God be exalted, the rock of my salvation. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. He is the tower of salvation to his king and show mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Amen. Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of God, of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by the clear shining after rain. Although my house be not so with God, yet he have made with me an everlasting covenant over in all things, and sure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place. These be the names of mighty men who David had, the Tachmonite, that sit in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino, the Esnite. He lift up the spear against 800, whom he slew at one time, and after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Aholite, one of the three mighty men with David. When they defiled the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hands was weary and his hand cleaved unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only 4. And after him was the Shemaiah, the son of Agi, the Hanarite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines, but he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. And 3 of the 30 chiefs went down and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave of Adullam, and the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in an hole, and the garrison of the Philistine was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. And Abishiah, the brother of Joab, the son of Zerah, was chief among three. And he lifted up his spear against 300 and slew them, and had the name among three. Was he not most honorable? For he was their captain. Howbeit, he attended not unto the first three. And Benaniah, the son of the Hoiada, the son of the valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of the snow. In time of snow, an Egyptian, a goodly man, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian hand and slew him with his own spear. This thing did Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among three mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first three, and David set him over his guard. In Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elihanah, the son of Dudu of Bethlehem, Shammah, the Horonite, Elikiah the Horonite, Hilez the Palatite, Aaron the son of Kish the Tekoite, Abelazar the Anthonite, Mivaniah the Hushathite, Zalman, the Ahorahite, Mahara, the Netophathite, Halib, the son of Benanite, Benai, a Netophathite, Atiah, the son of Rebel, out of Gibeon of the children of Benjamin, Benaiah the Parathonite, Hidea of the brook of Gash, a Benabon, the Arbonite, as Mavith the Barhamite, Eliab, the Shalabonite of the sons of Jason, Jonathan, Shammah, the Harite, Ahim, the son of Sherub, the Harite, Eliphalet, the son of Hashabai, the son of Machilathite, Elam, the son of Antiphal, the Gileonite, Hazael, the Carmelite, Perea, the Arbite, Igal, the son of Nathan of Zuba, Benai, the Gittite, Zelik, the Ammonite, Zahariah, the Beerite, armor bearer, to Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Ira, and Itharite, Gareb, and Atharite, Uriah, the Hittite, 37 in all. Chapter 24. And again, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and how? And he get against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, go number Israel and Judah. For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host with him, go now through all the tribes of Israel from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the people, but I may know the number of the people. And Joab said unto the king, now the Lord thy God added unto the people how many soever they be in hundredfold, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. But why doeth my lord the king delight in this thing? Now withstanding the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captain of the host, and Joab and the captain of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel, and they passed over Jordan and pitched in Aor on the right side of the city that lies in the midst of the river of Gad and toward Jazer. Then they called to Gilead and to the land of the Hittim, Hodeshai. And they came to Danger, and about to Zidon. And it came to the stronghold, and came to the stronghold of Tyre, and to all the cities of the Hivite and of the Canaanites. And they went out to the south of Judah, even to Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem. And at the end of 9 months and 20 days, and Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and the men of Judah was 500,000 men. And David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, go and say unto David, thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and told him and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land, or wilt thou flee 3 months before thy enemies? While they pursue thee, or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land. Now advise, I shall return to him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed. And there died of people from Dan even to Beersheba, 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand up on Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, "It is enough. Stay now thine hand." And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Arguna, the Jebusite. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, "Lo, I have sinned and I have done wickedly, but thou, these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house." And Gad came that day to David and said unto him, "Go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ariah the Jebusite." And David, according to the saying of God, went up as the Lord commanded, and Ariah, or whatever that is, Aruna looked and saw the king and his servant coming on toward him. And Arua went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Arua said, "Wherefore is my lord the king comes to his servant?" And David said, "To buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people." And Arua said unto David, "Let my lord the king take an offering up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifices and threshing in instruments and other instruments of the ox for wood." All these things did Arua as a king give unto the king. And Arua said unto the king, "The Lord thy God accept thee." And the Lord said unto Arua, and the king said unto Arua, "Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doeth cost me nothing." So David brought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver, and David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. Amen. That was such awesome. That was just awesome, man. I love that. I'm telling you, it was really good. It was good. I'm telling y'all, I just enjoyed everything. Wait a minute, 2, 3. Y'all still on here? Somebody?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I lost y'all on my... I've been just... Wait a minute. Trying to get you back. Man, it's a good thing. I'm telling you. God is so good. I really, really, really enjoyed this. Come on now. Don't play with me. Okay, we're going to get ready to start answering my questions and talking about this. What time is 8:05? We got 25 minutes, Lord. Okay, we're going to start in 22. Okay, who was David's strength and the one who led him in all that he did?
I have to say that God was his strength. In verse 3, God is whom I would trust. This whole song was awesome.
You said in verse 3?
Yeah, was it verse 3?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not even over there yet. I was trying. Okay. And we know God is our strength. We know that, y'all. We all know that God is our strength. God is everything. Everything. God is David's strength. Amen. Okay. Chapter 42. What delivered David from the shadows of death? Who delivered David? Lord, have mercy. And I can't see this little writing. Mm-hmm. Let me see. You know it is. God did. It's in either 5, 6, or 7. It's probably in all three of those verses. 5, 6, and 7, if I can read this. It says, when the wave of death compassed me, the flood of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter his ears. And I mean, it's still not saying exactly that, but that's what exactly it means. That's exactly what it means. Mm-hmm. Why did God help David? And I think I
the
read
Lord
that.
He delighted.
Come on, y'all. Both y'all. Say something.
I look at verse 20 because David delighted in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I got 21. The Lord has dealt with, David according to his righteousness.
Mm-hmm. All right. And both of them right. How can you separate one from the other, baby? That's awesome. Mm-hmm. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. And the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hand. Have he recompensed me? That's awesome. Okay. Who gave David, let me see, am I skipping? Okay, who gave David strength and direction during battle? And, you know, pretty much we know God did. We know because he might be in battle. I don't know what I got was down here at the bottom of my Bible. It said between verses 17 and 20, one of them verses. And I had read them, but all of them seem like, it's God that strengthens David. You know, God give us strength. God is the only one can give us strength. He's the only one. So I got between verses 7 and 20. It's one of those verses because all of those verses are so powerful in God. So did somebody else get something different?
I did, and it's kind of hard to know because this whole song is, to me, giving his allegiance unto God. So 40, where it says, for you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me.
Okay, that's good. I didn't even see that. I didn't even go there before. I sure didn't, but that's good. Amen. So chapter 23, who was the three mighty men of David against the Philistine? I ain't ever had no problem seeing that. I'd have been to the eye doctor. Now I can't see none. Let's pull up some of these. Come on.
Uh-oh.
Who can answer this?
I got Eleazar, the son of Dodo.
Mm-hmm.
I got Adino. And then I got Shemaiah.
Yep. Eliezer, verse number 9. Adino is verse number 8. And Shemaiah is verse number 11.
Verse 11.
So what he says, what did they do? What did the mighty men do? And it tells it in those verses. One of them is 8, 9, and 11, I think.
So, 800 men. I think that was, well, I had him called, he was called Adino, but there was another name I had for him, Joshbid, Bathsheba. That's, I guess that's the same man, Adino, who slew 800 men. Eleazar struck down the Philistines. Shamoth brought great victory over the Philistines, and they all three displayed their courage by getting water for David from Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm. You know, Shaman, it was a land full of lentils, and the Philistines were trying to take the beans from them, the lentils, and everybody ran except for him, Shaman, and he stood there, and he fought, and he won the battle against the Philistines while the people fled, other people fled. But he stood, that's verse 12, he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. All three of them, but in all, he had the most mightiest men was the 30, but we don't. Who lifted up his sword against 300 men?
Abisha.
Yeah. Verse 18.
I have to say Abisha. Abishaya.
Abishaya. Who killed a spectacular Egyptian and became great like the three, but not above them? In verse 21.
Benaiah.
Yeah, verse 20.
I really liked it, all these men, because he had some mighty men. When I tell you, he had some mighty, mighty men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, they can whoop 300 men with a sword. 300? Oh, my God. Mighty men of God. Mighty in battle. God is mighty in battle. He's had them having the victory time after time after time. Okay, 24. What did David do that aroused God's anger? What did he do in chapter 24?
Is that what, I'm not sure about this one, but is it when David decided to take a census?
He numbered the men, y'all. You ain't supposed to count the men.
Yeah, he numbered them. I saw that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what made him God angered. But the thing is, it's like he numbered his men who were warriors.
Okay.
So what you say, honey? He counted the people of the nation. Okay. You could join in whenever. Let me see. You know, talking about, he didn't do that.
So was it because he counted his military men and he wasn't counting everybody?
No, he sent them out to count the men. He sent Joab and the captain. I think he sent Joab and somebody else, and they went out and counted Judah and Israel, numbered them. And when they came back, they said one of them was 800,000 and one of them was 500,000. 800,000, Joab gave up the number, that was in verse 9, of people unto the king. And there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men, and that drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. No, he just counted the men that was can fight. And David's heart smote him right at that moment. In verse 10, David, he realized what he had done. He said, I was not supposed to. He said, I have sinned greatly against the Lord. I have sinned greatly against the Lord. And he knew it, but that's why I know right when you sin, God lets you know right then and there that I did something wrong. I did something wrong, and I'm sorry, Lord. Just forgive me right now. He started repenting right then. He said in verse 10, he said, and David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. Now, this says the people, and the other one says the men. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done, and now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, go and say unto David, thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and told him and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land, or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee, or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I should return him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, of his mercies are great, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hands of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough. Stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Arunan, whatever it is, the Jebusites. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, lo, I have sinned and I have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. And so David was repenting right then. He said, these people ain't did nothing. The sheep ain't did nothing but what I told them to do. See, that's what he was saying. He was saying, you know, I'm the one who did this, not them. And that lets you know whoever over you, when they do something wrong, I'm talking about the president. I'm talking about those that have rule over you. Those that have rule over you, when they do something wrong, that stuff come on down on the people. Come right on down on the people. Whatever David did, it went on the people too. So it was 70,000 people that died. 70,000 because of what David did. And it was like God allowed that thing to come on David so he would want to count the numbers. David, the people, David, God had already told David not to count. That was back on early on in the Old Testament. He told David, don't count the people. And David done counted the people. It didn't come to him until after they brought the number back. Said, oh, Lord, I wasn't supposed to count these people. You ain't supposed to count them. You know, you're not supposed to count them. But it said, what did David do that aroused God's anger? He counted the people. Why did David choose the plague for his punishment? Because God have mercy on who he have mercy on. That's what I say. Like verse 14, he was saying, I'd rather for to be in God's hand, to be put in man's hand. I'd rather for God's mercy too, because God's mercy, it ain't no limit to his mercy. We get new mercy every day. That's why the Lord stopped the angel for killing the people. That's why. Any comments that y'all want to add to that? I was just, what is it? Can you come in here and say it? You can't get through the door. Okay. You want me to come in there? No, we in his territory. Yep. Because God has had mercy. Huh? No, this is Prophetess Sally and Prophetess Brown. Ray Ray at work. Yeah, it's like that. But to me, it's like, because at first it said it, he numbered his warrior men when he was counting them. And in my Bible, it's just a page with all of their names on it and what they did. He had 37 mighty men. 37, what is valid men, he had them. And when I tell you, like I said before, when he was fighting Saul, coming up against Saul, he didn't have those men like that. Saul trained those men. They was like army men. They had to be trained and taught how to handle that sword and a weapon, how to use it, everything. David didn't have it then. God was just letting David get the victory. But when he made David king, David inherited all those men. So they were mighty men. When he asked for that water, he asked for that water. They went right through them Philistines, and they got him some water. Woo! That was so powerful. And when they brought it back, he said, "Now the first drink, go to the Lord. Pour it out to God. The first of what you get should go to God." See, that's why he did that. He said, no, I'm not going to do this. You know, too many lives were sacrificed. He said, I'm taking this first drink unto the Lord. And he poured it out on the ground. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think it says, let me just tell you what my commentary says about David. It says that, it was 23. It says that David's last words, probably David's last formal utterance, this is in chapter 23, expressing praise to God, the righteous ruler and covenant keeper. David affirmed the divine inspiration of his writings concerning inspiration. And he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God, and he shall be. See, this going to be, it's right here, it's like in the word David going to be speaking out. It's going to be the last time he gets to speak out like that. Next in Kings is going to be, that's why I wanted to do all three of them tonight, so when we come back Thursday, we can start in First Kings, and it's going to be Solomon instead of David. It's going to be the son. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be, that's awesome too. I'm telling you, I've been kind of sniffing, reading around, but I can't do it too much because I get them confused and be saying all kind of stuff. So, but I still be looking over in there because this song right here, chapter 22, that thing so powerful. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, he said, the God of my rock. He said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compass me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compass me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. Devoured coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and he came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode up on a cherubim and did fly. And he was seen upon the wings of the wind. What is the wings of the wind? Where is the wind, first of all? And where the wings at? I said, you better get out of here, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he made darkness pavilions round and about him, dark waters, thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, and he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightnings and discomfited them. Don't tell me what God won't do. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his mouth. Let go, y'all, because that's, I'm telling you, that did something to me today when I read that. Because he is everything that word of God said he is. He everything that God said. Mm-hmm. He is. And it just did something to me. And as I read on, I seen why. Because he spoke to that angel. He gave the angel permission to take them 70,000. But he said, oh, it's enough now. Let's stop it. This is David, a man after my own heart. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. That's enough. Let's stop it. Mm-hmm. He been punished enough. Let it go. He discounted the people when I told him not to, but that's enough. Mm-hmm. So this was awesome. So you won't hardly hear from David anymore after this. Uh-huh. So next in First King is going to be Solomon. And all that he did, and he just, I'm telling you, he's just a blessing as much as David, his daddy. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's 8:30. I just think it's a 7:30 something, y'all, time 8:30 here. It's a blessing. This was really truly a blessing. The one said they was going to come on, just missed it on tonight. I told me though. Did somebody tell me to tape it? Anyway. I think they did. Anyway, I forgot. Ray. I sure forgot. Because it was good. All right, we're going to get ready to close out. Does anybody have anything to add to that, though? Any comments? I done went crazy, ain't it?
A powerful word. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I can't say much. You know I can never say much here, but a powerful message.
Praise God. Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. It was. If you just go over that every day, that'll give you strength. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Everything when you can read something mm-hmm. like this. Shoot, baby. I'm going to be reading it all the time because I'm telling you, he is our refuge, our strength, our very present help. He's our strong tower, the home, and our salvation, all that. Our redeemer. Tell me what God is.
Yes, and it's a part of Psalms, too. You know, that's a,
yes.
You know, it's connected, and so that's a song. Actually, it's a song
yes.
that David wrote, so it's just beautiful.
It is. It was really, really, really good. Well, don't you talk too much, Prophet Stafford. Keep your mouth closed. Keep the air out of it.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. So we're getting ready to close out. You got something to say, Prophet?
Yeah, only thing I was going to say is, I mean, just to add to what both of you were saying about how beautiful this song is, it sort of like reminded me when I read it, I was like, this is really powerful. All you got to do, like,
yes.
if you're in some place you want to get to someplace closer to God, you can read this and this
yes.
can really be in a whole different place. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? I mean, it's so uplifting. And
yes.
I mean, if you could just say this, like I was thinking about this like every day, like I really, really enjoyed this song. So it
yes.
was really beautiful.
Yes. It was really good. I thank God for it, and He is our every present help. He's our help, very present help in the time of trouble. Everything that we need, God is. And when God got the power to tell the angel of death, that's enough. That He is such a powerful God, He told the angel of death. He said, that's enough. Let's hold it down, sir. You didn't kill enough. Mm-hmm. But He gave him permission because David said he wanted that pestilence, just like this thing that came over us here, COVID-19. You know, these pestilence and things killed the 70,000, and it killed way more than that, I think, of us here on earth. You know, so it's something. I'm telling you, when somebody must have did something wrong, that's all I can say. But, you know, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your word, God. We thank you for what your word did in us, through us, and for us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for opening up our understanding tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, if just one of us can understand, God, I know you're pleased. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice and their families. In the mighty name of Jesus, every home and vehicle that's connected to the people of God, Father, I ask you to cover and bless on tonight. Everyone that we hold dear, Father, thank you. Bless them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just ask all of these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. Yeah, we're going to be right back here on Thursday. We're going to start off with this. Everybody have 1 Kings? I think I sent it to everybody.
Yes, ma'am. I have mine pulled up right now looking at it.
All right. Well, we're going to be ready on Thursday. We'll do 2 on Thursday. I just did 3 tonight so we can come on out of 2 Samuel. So,
okay.
You all, you got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, then. You all have a blessed night. I'll be back. I'll be up early on that land. Whenever y'all get there, by the grace of God, I'll be there. Amen. You all have a good night. I love y'all.
Amen. Amen. God bless
you. Love you too. Amen. God bless you. Mm-hmm.